The US Federal Reserve is stirring more excitement these days than is probably recommended for a central bank just shy of its 100th birthday. The Fed, tasked with fostering economic growth and price stability in the US, was ratified by President Woodrow Wilson in 1913. It followed two failed attempts and 200 years of boom and bust in what was to rapidly become the world's leading economy. And today, it tackles the gravest in a long line of crises that, for better and worse, have helped shape the US financial environment. Under the leadership of Chairman Ben Bernanke, the Fed has plied a difficult course through the markets upheaval and economic recession that started with the US housing bust in 2007 and soon took on an even greater global significance. Those events have challenged the wisdom of earlier policies that drove strong credit growth and a philosophy of deregulation under Bernanke's predecessor Alan Greenspan, and may have unearthed even more duties for the Fed as a financial watchdog in the complex network of the modern banking system. The first US Central Bank, or First Bank of the United States, opened 2 years after the adoption of the Constitution in 1791. It didn't last beyond its initial 20-year charter, and the second bank met the same fate in 1836, thanks in part to popular distrust of big money interests. Banking grew parochially until the tremendous cost of funding the Civil War spawned the National Banking Act of 1863, which struck a national charter for banks to circulate notes backed by US government securities. By then, paper money had gone through many fads. The